Time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Sarah Chomok. Joining me in studio today are Kyle and Mary Harshelman and Grace.
Say hi, Grace.
And you guys recently got back from Hawaii. Was that Monday you got back?
Yeah, we got back Monday afternoon. We left Sunday night in Honolulu and made it back about 5 o'clock on Monday in St. Louis. So it was a long plane ride, but well worth it.
Yeah. So were you in Honolulu the whole time?
We were just outside of Honolulu. It's Ko'olina.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Disney resort there named Aulani. And we were there for Grace's Make-A-Wish trip, where she got to meet some of the Disney characters and got to kiss a dolphin at Sea Life Park near Honolulu. So it was just a really great experience. You know, something we've been really trying to give Grace as many memories as possible, just as many really special life moments. And we think this was definitely one of them.
Yeah. So what were some of the highlights for Grace?
Well, the first day we were there, she had an exclusive meet and greet with Mickey and Minnie in a courtyard where she had them all to herself for 15 minutes, no line, no other people. And they interacted with her. They played peekaboo with her. And she just really thought that was great. I mean, I think that was her favorite part, but also our favorite part, just to get to watch that. And they had a photographer take pictures for us. I would say that she really, really liked that. And then swimming. The resort had 5 or 6 different pools and a lazy river and beach access to the ocean. So we swam, I think, every day we were there. And she just loved it.
Yeah, it's got a nice little tan going on.
Yeah. We usually just burn. We don't really tan, but Grace managed to get a little bit of a tan while she was down there. Fortunately, no burning though.
Yeah. So how does the whole Make-A-Wish, how does that work?
In January, I contacted Make-A-Wish, or I put in an application for Grace. Grace is kind of on the younger end of the scale. I think you have to be
2.5
to receive a wish. A lot of the time the kids are able to wish for themselves, but for Grace that wasn't really an option. So we tried to find something. Once they got clearance from her doctor or her doctors, saying that she would qualify, and we talked with some wish granters. Who are volunteers with Make-A-Wish, and we tried to find something that would just be a really good experience for Grace. So, and since then, you know, we've just been kind of planning and adding pieces, and it turned out to be a really great experience, both from Make-A-Wish Illinois and Make-A-Wish Hawaii, which they had to have loved us because we tweeted everything that we did. So,
yes,
and kept up on
a
blog. And coming from newspaper backgrounds, we're kind of PR machines, so
yeah.
We just wanted people to, you know, the more information we get out for Make-A-Wish, the better, because I really think it's you know, they go above and beyond to make these kind of events special for not just the kids but for the families as well. I mean, I know a few people that have gone on Make-A-Wish trips, and you know, regardless of what happens in the future, that's what they're going to remember, the trip and the memories that they have for their family.
Mm-hmm. And you said you documented it pretty well. You can find that on your blog. What's your blog address?
Our blog address is, it's kind of a mouthful because somebody had taken a Grace-filled journey. Ours is a Grace-filled journey, but with hyphens between every word, .blogspot.com. You can also, but if you also go to our Grace's Twitter page, GLHjourney at Twitter, there's a link on there too. So it's, if you pop in Grace Harshelman, it's usually one of the first things that comes up on Google. But like I said, it's a little bit of a mouthful, but we've had, you know, really good response, and it's a way for our family you know, on this trip, it was a way for all of our family to keep up with us. It's a way for some of our relatives that live outside Illinois to kind of keep connected with Grace, too.
Yeah. Well, and we kind of started the blog for us more than anything as a way to keep track and keep memories, and that's one of the reasons we kept up with it every day in Hawaii. Towards the end of the trip, I'm like, now what day did we do that? And we were having trouble remembering, and so it was just nice that it was there every day what we did, and just to keep track of with all the pictures.
Yeah, and so I was thinking, it's been less than a year since you found out that Grace is INAD, and just, I don't know, it's like there's a lot that's gone on. Yeah. As far as, like, how many events do you think have have gone on in the just in this year?
That'd be hard to say. 30?
Yeah, I would say probably close to 30. I mean, we're closing in on, what, close to $50,000?
Over, really. I mean, because we sent $8,000 already. We sent $8,000 to start the study. And we have almost 50,000. Our goal is to have $50,000 to take this fall back to help the study. And that is sheer generosity in this community. I mean, you talk about the events, but we've had very little to do with most of the events other than to bring Grace. I still get calls every week that they're going to have there's two families that are having an American Girl doll raffle. They're selling tickets at the Hillsboro and the Nokomis football games all season. And there's some other things kind of in the works. There's, like I said, people call and say, hey, do you care if we do this? We want to help raise money for the INAD study. And we say yes. I mean, you never know where that dollar comes from that's gonna cure it. One of the moms in our support group had just posted this week that our handful of INAD families have raised $200,000 since the beginning of the year for this study, and so it's pretty great.
Yeah, I think I was talking to you one time and you said, like, the first event that you actually put on was the Grace Cup.
Yeah, right? The Grace Cup was really the only one that we've had a full hand in. You know, most everything else has been from the community, and it's ranged from you know, bigger things to smaller things. Cameron Kuiper, who's her grandfather works for us at the newspaper. She makes bracelets for Grace. And has, like, little, like, rubber band bracelets that she has been selling for the INAD study and has sold a ton of them so far, mm-hmm. you know. But, and then we've also had, you know, the Lions Club had a pork patty sale, and it said it was one of their biggest that they've ever had. So, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, it goes from groups to individuals to you know, teams with what I do. I know a lot of the coaches and a lot of the players and stuff, and they've all been really great too. So it's been pretty cool. You chicken winging.
She likes touching the microphone.
Yeah. I think it's because she knows she doesn't need to. Isn't that right?
Right. So one of your big events coming up is the Grace 5K. Now, were you behind organizing that? Or
actually, it was my brother and his wife. My brother's a runner. I am not a runner. I need one of those shirts that says, if you see me running, you should run too because someone's chasing me. I'm not a runner. But my brother, and I don't even think we'd found out about INAD. We'd gotten Grace's MRI results. But last year, my brother pledged to run 1,000 miles for Grace. And he did. He started in January, and he, which I can't even fathom running that much. But
not at one time. throughout the year.
But
like, he didn't just start on January 1 and end up, like, you know, somewhere on the West Coast. But
but he ran and would send emails along the way. You know, I had trouble getting out of bed this morning, but then I thought about Grace, and it really inspired me to get up and get moving and get going. And when we found out about INAD, their immediate reaction, well, what can we do? And there's just not much. I mean, with no treatment options or no anything, I mean, we continue to take Grace to physical therapy, but there's not a lot of ways that can help. And this is one thing that they kind of wanted to do. So they said, we're going to do it. And we set it for September. Kyle's sister's kind of been his running buddy, and she had a baby in the summer, and we wanted to make sure she could come and join us. That was one of the reasons we did it in the fall. It falls right around Grace's birthday, and so we're real excited.
And you're doing like a virtual 5K as well. You were telling me there's people all over the world doing it.
There are, and it's kind of funny, since my brother's in the military, when they started some of their publicity for it, some of his buddies would be like, hey, we can't come to Hillsboro, but we would love to do this. Have you looked into a virtual race? I don't even think any of us really knew that was an option. Mm-hmm. But registration was $5 more to cover postage of mailing the race packets. And we've really had a great response. I think at last count, there were 14 states, including Alaska, California. It's literally coast to coast. There's people on the West Coast. There's people on the East Coast. And there's runners in Europe and Asia, and we think even Africa. I'm not sure if they've signed up yet or not, but we're real excited that it's kind of become a global thing. I think at last count, they were just over 500 signed up, and you can still sign up the morning of the race.
Wow. Awesome. So the actual event, it's not just a 5K. There's also other things going on?
Yeah, there are. We really wanted it to be a family-friendly, kid-oriented event because the families and everybody have been so good to us. And so after the race, Professor Longhair is going to be there doing balloon animals. Ronald McDonald is going to be there. There's going to be face painting. There's going to be a bounce house. The Lions Club and the Sertoma Club are going to serve up some lunch. So we hope everybody will stick around and join us. All the kids' activities are free. So,
and it's a race in the loosest sense of the word. I mean, if you want to walk the entire 5K, nobody's going to be walking behind you with a cattle prod trying to get you to run. So, or there's a 1 mile walk too. But like I said, you know.
It's definitely a fun run kind of walk. They're not going to time it or anything. We're just trying to raise awareness and fundraising for INAD. So,
more about the cause than the run.
Absolutely.
So as far as registration, how can people do that?
There are registration forms at the Journal News offices in Hillsboro and Litchfield. And there are also some at Fit to Go in Litchfield at the gym. And they can also register online if you're on Facebook. There's a Grace-Filled Journey 5K page, and there's a link to the online registration on that page.
And is there a deadline or anything?
You can register right up to the morning. The deadline to be guaranteed a shirt was August 8th. We're really going to try to have enough T-shirts for everybody. It'll just depend on how many people sign up that day and. Because we had to order the shirts already, but we would love to have anybody and everybody come that morning. If you don't want to come and run or walk, bring your family and come do the kids' activities. Just come be part of our grace-filled journey. Because we'd love to have you.
Yeah. And so then as far as what the course, where is that? Where does it start and end?
It starts and ends at the high school, at Hillsboro High School. And it's very similar to the course that they run, that the Hillsboro Runners Club uses for the Turkey Trot. I don't know that it's exactly the same, but it does run out. It starts at the high school. It does run out by Beckemeyer and through some of the subdivisions out there, and then comes back and ends up at the high school.
Okay.
And all the kids' activities will be right there as well.
All right. And starts at 9 a.m. Saturday, September 5th.
Yep. We'd love to have you.
All right. Anything else to add?
All the proceeds will benefit an ongoing research study for INAD that started with Dr. Paul Kotzbauer earlier this year, March or April. He started this study. We've met him because it's at WashU, almost in our backyard. We've met him 3 times now, and we're just super excited. I mean, he tells us about the things that he's working on, and these things take a long time, sometimes longer than we would hope, and we have no idea how long it'll take before they find something. We told him that no matter what, we're going to keep helping to raise money until they do. But all the proceeds will go there to that study at Washington University, which is in St. Louis.
All right. Well, Kyle and Mary Hirschelman and Grace, thanks for joining me today. I'll see you September 5th.
Thank you. Thanks. Can't wait.
You've been listening to this week's Around Montgomery County program. with my guests Kyle and Mary Herschelman and their daughter Grace. And I'm your host, Sarah Tomach.